The group says it has identified about 190 of what they call fake clinics. Their crisis pregnancy centers, Progress Florida says, steer women away from birth control and abortion. Amy Weintraub is a reproductive rights program director for the nonprofit.
So we're going to be pushing the Surgeon General and the Department of Health to make sure that they have their staff on site regularly to check and make sure that they're, again, that no coercion is happening, that there's not religious content in service delivery, that the information's accurate, and that it's backed up by medical information.
About $4 million is allocated to fund the centers per year. Republican Senator Aaron Bean, who sponsored the new law funding the centers, said in February regulation is baked into the bill.
Not only the information given on the literature and pamphlets, but all services are subject to that same bar where they're not going to be faith-based. Proselytizing is going to be prohibited in the bill.
Governor Scott or a staffer were not available to meet with the group when they delivered the petition. Progress Florida, along with other groups, also delivered a petition to the Florida Department of Health. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.